Today, members of Parliament in the UK voted in favour of an amendment that gives them the power over the divorce proceedings with the EU. The unprecedented vote also enables legislators to conduct indicative votes on alternative Brexit options this Wednesday. Sonia Lal asked Professor of Politics Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney what the government defeat means for Prime Minister Theresa May.
Well, what's going on is that we've got no clear way forward in the House of Commons, which opens the way to the House of Commons to propose amendments to the withdrawal agreement, and a cross-party group basically proposed an amendment to offer a vote to the House of Commons on what it would like to see happen, as opposed to being cajoled and being persuaded by Theresa May for the third time on her withdrawal agreement.
MPs are going to be voting on alternative options. What do you think are the alternative options?
Well, I think we've got a list of seven alternatives at the moment. So they range from obviously remaining in the European Union all the way through things like revoking Article 50. Soft Brexit options include the Norway model of remaining in the single market, remaining in the customs union, backing Theresa May's deal and leaving with a no deal, which of course is still on the table as proposed by the European Union last week. So we don't quite know how the House of Commons is going to organise this set of indicative votes yet, or whether they're going to use a sort of transferable vote system and so on. But obviously Wednesday, very important day. But before that, we may actually have a third vote on the withdrawal agreement tomorrow. Depends on whether Theresa May feels that she wants to sort of winkle out the hard Brexit side of her own party and see if they might not back her original deal. So there's quite a few things in play at the moment, but hopefully by Thursday morning our time, it'll be a little bit clearer about where the House of Commons itself sits on all this.
Tory Brexiteer David Davies said Sir Oliver Luton, who is a Conservative MP responsible for tabling the amendment, has now installed himself as a jobbing Prime Minister. Who do you think will actually be the next Prime Minister?
Well, that is a very good question. Theresa May, as we know, is a very tenacious figure. She's not going to give up easily. You know, got a little deal with the hard Brexit wing to give way once the withdrawal agreement is over the line. We don't know that for sure, but we'll certainly find that out in the next day or two. I think, to me, she probably doesn't make it through to the end of next week. And if she doesn't, I suspect that they will look for a caretaker, a stand-in figure, who's not necessarily going to be the long-term leader of the Labour Party or indeed Prime Minister. And that might be David Lidington, who's the current Deputy Prime Minister, or it might be someone like Michael Gove. But I think Michael Gove actually wants the job longer term. So probably a stand-in pending another Conservative leadership election.
When would this change be in effect, do you think?
Well, it all depends on how things play out this week. I mean, if she does go to a meaningful vote tomorrow to try to test the appetite of the House of Commons and she loses that, I feel she may resign at that point. So that could happen. We could be sitting here talking about this tomorrow morning, having heard that Theresa May has resigned. Equally, she might decide, and she's certainly shown no signs of resigning so far, she might decide to just keep staggering on, see how events unfold and whether or not she can't reconcile herself to the kind of direction the House of Commons wants to go in. But then the threat is obviously that the hard Brexit wing tries to roll her. But they did have a leadership election in December, so she's got a right not to have to confront another leadership election until next December, December of this year.
Do you think there's a desire for change in leadership by the British people?
I think the British people are royally fed up with the spectacle in the House of Commons, to be honest. I mean, that can play one of two ways. Obviously, the hope springs eternal for those people who are very much against Brexit or who want to see a softer version. So there's interest on that part. But I just think the ordinary guy in the street, you know, there are lots of other things that people would like Parliament and politicians to be getting on with, and addressing public services and education, all the kind of things that have been pushed down the agenda. And people are really kind of, my impression, albeit from a long way away, is that people are quite fed up of the Brexit story and they really want it to go away. But unfortunately, kind of life is a little bit more complicated than that.
Professor of Politics Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney there with Sonia Lal.